We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're here back at the Fantasy Bar. Wednesday is here. Full day of baseball on tap, but we are going to focus on the night slate. Six of my favorite plays ready for you on FanDuel and DraftKings. We'll get a couple of my favorite stacks started for you tonight. My favorite starting pitcher who looks like a great value over on FanDuel. My favorite value play I don't think anybody's going to be looking at here tonight. So we'll get some low ownership there. And a beast of the night who's absolutely been on fire. Who are we talking about? Only one way to find out. It's time to belly up to the Fantasy Bar. Welcome in, guys. Wednesday edition, Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack. Good to be back here once again talking some baseball. I've got six of my favorite plays ready for you on FanDuel and DraftKings. Thank you, as always, for stopping by and checking out today's video. Before we get to the plays, take a second. Click that thumbs up button if you enjoy the content. That's how you let us know. Free video here, so click that thumbs up button. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that notification bell as well. Pints and Picks back today, where I've got two plus odds props I really like for tonight. So check that video out as well. All right, let's get rolling here. Let's start with some bats. We are rolling with shortstop Anthony Volpe to lead us off here on Wednesday night. I love the Yankees stack here tonight. And what I really like, a lot of ways that you can go with this stack, a lot of viable options. Could have probably made a six pack alone of Yankees here. And again, we're looking for ways to get different from the Atlanta Braves, who are likely going to be very popular here tonight. Love all of the Braves here as well. But if you're stacking the Yankees, Volpe a must for me in this one. Already six games of 10 or more DraftKings points. Another good spot here tonight against Ryan Weathers, who, yes, had a decent start in his last time out, but still a guy I have major concerns with. And Volpe really hitting lefties well to open the season. We're talking a WOBA near 600, ISO well over 300, coming off a very solid 2023 year against left-handed pitching. Anthony Volpe leading us off here in a great spot against Ryan Weathers. All right, let's stay there. We like the Yankees stack. Let's add another piece here with Giancarlo Stanton. Obviously, Aaron Judge, a gimme here. We don't need to name him in this spot, but Stanton, another piece I really like here and really starting to heat up. Slow start to the season, but really getting it going here over the last week or so. Seven hits, six RBI for him over the last four games. We know the power. Name of the game here with Giancarlo Stanton. Huge ISO last season against left-handed pitching, way up at 353. Go along with a WOBA near 400. Now, Weathers, as we mentioned, I have a lot of concerns here. You go back to last season, we're talking a WOBA over 450 allowed to right-handed hitters and a barrel rate way up at 19%. So we add up all those numbers. The name of the game for Stanton is barrels, is home runs. I think he goes yard here tonight as a big night against Ryan Weathers. All right, let's get you my favorite starting pitcher. We are rolling Allen Wynans of the Braves. So we talked about the Braves bats, likely going to be popular in a good spot here. So I think that's good news for Wynans here. Should get a longer leash if the Braves are putting up runs. They're going to allow him to go a little bit deeper in this game. Our projections over at Scores and Odds have him for the third highest strikeout total on tonight's slate. And I think it's a great salary saver here, especially over on FanDuel, way down at 5,500. And even on DraftKings at sub 8K, not a lot of great pitching options on this slate. So Wynans, the guy I want to roll with here. Did show us some solid strikeout upside in his brief stint in the majors last season, especially against right-handed bats at over 31%. Mets projected to roll off five right-handed starters, and those righties have struck out at nearly 27% here. Good spot, especially over on FanDuel at just 5,500. All right, back to the bats here. And one of my favorites tonight, Spencer Steer of the Reds. So dominant against lefties last season, off to a big start to the 2024 season. 400 wOBA for him. Last season, solid ISO as well at 238. And we got a wOBA over 400 and ISO over 300 to kick off the 2024 campaign. Six multi-hit games for him already this season, and have been very productive driving in runs here as well. 15 RBI to start the season. Now, we do have some weather concerns there. We will keep an eye on it. I didn't want to leave it out. If the rain causes a cancellation this game, we will make the adjustments in the YouTube comment section. But if this game's a go, I want Spencer Steer in my lineups tonight against Wade Miley. All right, let's stay there with the Reds and get you another stack started with Christian Encarnacion Strand. Now this one, a lot of people probably scratching their head. This guy's been about as cold as you could ask for. What does that mean? The prices are down. The ownership going to be near zero here in the spot here tonight. The numbers don't jump off the page for Encarnacion Strand against lefties, but I love the matchup here with Wade Miley making his first start here and gave up some solid power, 180 the ISO, but also was very lucky. BABIP way down at 229 against right-handed hitters last season. So I think there's some correction coming here in these numbers. Expecting the Reds to put some numbers on the board. We have a solid total of 9 and a great hitting environment here. Low-owned, low-cost Christian Encarnacion Strand. My favorite value play here for Wednesday night. All right, it's time. Take a look at my favorite play for Wednesday night. Before we do that, let's continue our Beast of the Night contest. Easy to play. Click that thumbs up button and head to the comment section and guess fantasy points on FanDuel tonight. For my highest scoring hitter, whoever's guess is the closest, we're going to give you an absolutely free week of Roto-Grinders Premium just for hanging out in the fantasy bar. All right, let's wrap it up with my favorite play for Wednesday night. No mess, the Beast of the Night. All right, Beast time, and a familiar name here that we have highlighted before. Going back to the well on Yordan Alvarez of the Astros, tonight's Beast of the Night. Talk about man on fire. Yordan Alvarez really getting it done here over the last couple games. 10 hits over the last four games. 8 RBI over just the last three games alone. Was great against righties last season. WOBA way up at 440. ISO at 330. And matches up very well here with Seth Lugo. Basically depends on two pitches, the fastball, the curveball. Alvarez, ISO's over 260 against both of those pitches in 2023. And Lugo's look good so far to start the season, no doubt. But the hard contact, very alarming here, especially against left-handed bats. We're talking a near 60% hard contact rate last season and already up over 50% this season. If Yordan Alvarez stays hot in this spot, we saved you some money so we can spend up here. Yordan Alvarez, easily my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that'll do it for our Wednesday six-pack. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, hit me up in that comment section right below the video. Don't forget, fantasy points on FanDuel for my highest scoring hitter for a shot at some free Roto-Grinders Premium. And who is your Beast of the Night? Sound off your top play for the Wednesday night slate. I want to know who you're looking at in that YouTube comment section. Pints and Picks back as well tonight. Make sure you subscribe and hit that thumbs up button if you have not already. For RotoGrinders.com, I am Bear saying Sally. Thank you for watching. Best of luck on the slate tonight. We will see you.
Thanks for checking out our videos. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more DraftKings, FanDuel, and other DFS content. And you can check out our daily live show schedule on RotoGrinders.com/videos.